Glory to God forever. Amen. This series is the glory of the Lord. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the answer for every person on the earth. It's that simple. In fact, if that's all someone hears, that's all they needed to know. For whatever they need, from salvation to miracles to finding purpose and meaning and joy and peace and hope and everything else, that's the answer. Isn't that incredible that it's that simple? And when someone finds Him, oh, hallelujah. Everything now makes sense. Even those horrible, terrible things that have happened to us, we've all had them. If we live on the earth, we've all had, you know, bad things happen, okay? And there's actually a scripture for that. It says, when you can see the precious in the worthless. You can just Google that. You know, it's in other places too in the Bible. But Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, the glorious Lord God Almighty, the God of the universe, wants to reveal Him. If you have not met Him in this way, well, it's so simple. You just go directly to Him. And He, amen. Amen. What an incredible offer and privilege. The greatest privilege ever. Oh, hallelujah. And so this series, as I've said, could go on for eternity. I mean, a billion, trillion messages about the glory of the Lord. Just in these recent messages, I've been talking about how God has justified Himself to everyone on the earth. And about how there's two sides, you know, good versus evil, God versus the enemy, good versus evil, heaven and hell. And I'm compelled to talk about hell, even though it's not a popular topic at all. We don't want to think about it. But I'm always going to try to talk about heaven before and after, because heaven is filled with the glory of the Lord and His glory is over all the earth. And someone may immediately think to themselves and say, well, then why do I feel so awful? Why is it so hard living on the earth? And why have all these terrible things happened to me? Well, we don't have all the answers. We know some things. But whatever happens to us, you know, whether we are high or low, rich or poor, strong or weak, whether we've had great things happen and everything's just going great for us, or if terrible things have happened, every situation we should be coming to God Almighty. That's, you know, isn't that interesting? But the end, the answer, I want to focus on the glory of the Lord. His beauty, His majesty. When you meet Him, He's the only one you will want. And silence and stillness and tears become your language, because He wants to just come in and completely, like, radically transform everything about you, about us. That's what He wants to do. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In fact, Jesus' main message is that we die and that now God Almighty lives in and through us. How incredible is that? You know, and then we see these promises that are just beyond human comprehension. And so that when I keep going back to that key, the Holy Spirit, because He will cause us to walk with God. Amen. There's many scriptures backing that up. I just saw in Psalms, you know, cause me to walk in. But the famous one, Ezekiel 36:26, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk with me. In fact, another famous scripture, Jesus, God says, by myself have I sworn. Because, see, man rejected God. God gave man, Adam and Eve, the glory of God. And man rejected and chose self instead of God, okay, and then didn't even apologize. And so God said, well, since you don't want anything to do, that's true. You know, God went to Adam, and Adam said, well, this woman that you gave me the fruit, and I sinned. Adam didn't apologize. You know, we all would have done the same thing. You know, I'm not blaming Adam, but he said, he didn't apologize. He didn't say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. You know, he blamed God. And we're all like that. The Bible even says the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. And so he says, by myself have I sworn. By myself have I sworn. That's Genesis 22 and Isaiah 45. You can look it up. Genesis 22:16 and Isaiah 45:23. What that means is, that's God saying, okay, since you didn't want to walk with me, okay, I'm going to come to the earth myself, and I'm going to live, and I'm going to die for the world and to redeem the world myself, because man cannot do it. Man is failed. Man is, his human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things, and God can't do anything through us. We can't do anything. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Nothing. And so he said, I'm going to come myself, and I'll make a covenant with myself, and I'll do it myself. And Jesus Christ came to the earth, lived like us, died, and rose from the dead, and ascended to heaven, and redeemed mankind. Amen, amen. Incredible, incredible. Okay, but I want to focus in on, you know, the glorious Lord, the Holy Spirit wants to cause us to walk with Him. He wants to for us to be in His family forever and to live forever with Him in His home and glory, and just it's in the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. Like, the riches are spiritual. You know, He gives it Himself. He gives us. And with Himself, He brings everything that we want and need and desire. Everything. And so it's, what a tragedy that we, you know, I go back to this, but most of the world doesn't see this. Even most Christians and Catholics, they don't see it. They don't, they you know, the majority of them, really probably more than 90%, they think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to just fulfill my obligation. I'm going to read some in the Bible maybe, and I'm going to have my quiet time. I'm going to go to a service once a week, a mass or a service. Okay, so I've done my duty, okay, and so now I can just go about, and that's where they stay, okay? What a tragedy that, and we've all missed it. A great person of God said many people will get to heaven and realize how much they missed out on earth, on what God, you know, the wonderful things He could do through us. You know, we could intercede and store up. Jesus said, store up your treasures in heaven. Did you know that when and there's a famous scripture, mark those who are wailing over the sins. You know, so when we pray and intercede, you know, God, this is all recorded in heaven. Even when we developed character, when we develop character in the Spirit that through Jesus Christ, that's recorded in heaven forever. Amen. The angels are recording. I mean, if He's numbered the hairs on our head, if He knows our everything we do, well, He's everything. Oh man, that's when it gets just glorious, when the Holy Spirit reveals these incredible things. And it's just it's an adventure now, walking with Jesus Christ. Whereas before, without the Holy Spirit, you know, it was people will lose interest very fast. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you are doing for us and that you've done for us. You know, Jesus is interceding right now. It's incredible. Glory to God.